I got a little situation for you that I'd love to know your thoughts on.
Oh, no. Does it have to do with your mom, your boyfriend, or an animal?
No, none of those things. It's actually not a situation that I got myself into. It's something that went viral today on TikTok. And there's a lot of angles to this, and I was kind of curious what yours would be. Like, people have, like, sort of three perspectives, and I was wondering what your perspective would be.
Okay.
Okay, so picture this. You're on an airplane, and you're just sitting there, mind your own business, and it's a long flight, so people are, like, napping out and doing their thing. And you know how you can see the person in front of you through the crack of the two seats? You can kind of see what they're up to. Mm-hmm. So a woman is watching the guy in front of her on his phone, and he's watching porn. And he's watching porn while his girlfriend sitting right next to him is asleep. So she posts on TikTok, like, oh my God, guys are pigs. This is disgusting. Can you believe that this guy is sitting here looking at porn while his girlfriend is asleep right next to him? Like, here's literally what she wrote exactly. I'll read it to you. Because I'm paraphrasing. Can't trust no guy. Swear this man was watching girls literally nude while his girlfriend is asleep.
I had that one time when I was sitting next to somebody who was watching Game of Thrones and fell asleep. And when I looked down, it looked like porn. So is she 100% positive this wasn't just a TV show, or was it straight up porn?
No. She shows us the video on TikTok. It's definitely porn. I mean, it's like girl on girl action. It's, yeah, there's nude girls. It's definitely porn. There's no question.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So what are your thoughts on that?
You know, I saw a post a couple of weeks ago where a lady was looking through the seats like that, and she saw the person texting back and forth with somebody, and she said, I can't believe we actually got on the plane. We both just tested positive. So which one is worse? The lady that's just tested positive for COVID, or the guy watching porn?
No, I mean, definitely people have tested positive, because that's how come we can't get rid of Omicron or whatever variant comes next. Like, this is why we can't get rid of it, because people test positive and then they go out and do stuff. I mean, look at Sarah Palin, tested positive and then went right out to a restaurant and sat there without a mask on, enjoying her dinner here in New York City. So, yeah, I mean, there's a reason why we can't get over COVID. So I think obviously that's worse, because with COVID, you could potentially be infecting an entire plane of people. Whereas watching porn next to your girlfriend really is only her business.
And it's not hurting you. There's nothing that guy's doing that's affecting your life, is hurting you in any way, shape, or form. You just happen to stick your nose through the seats to see what he's doing.
Right.
You don't have to look.
Yeah, exactly. So the three perspectives that people were giving today is exactly what you just said. Like, that's not your business. It's none of your business. Mm-hmm. Just keep your nose on your, keep your eyes on your own paper. Like, whether he's watching porn or whether he's watching Disney, it's none of your business what goes on his phone. And also what goes on in their relationship is also none of your business. So if he's watching porn because the girlfriend is sleeping and that's his opportunity to watch it, that's his business. Mm-hmm. And if it's a problem for his girlfriend, that's her business. But here's the thing. I was looking at it and I was thinking, well, if he's just watching porn sitting there next to her, clearly he's not uncomfortable about it and it's not a big deal. Because if she wakes up, she'd be like, oh, you're watching porn again? Like, it's the kind of, if he was really ashamed or hiding the fact that he watches porn, and let me just say, a man watching porn, mm-hmm. what a shock. You know, if he was really trying to hide it, he wouldn't be watching it right next to her unless that's part of the excitement that he's looking at porn while she's sleeping, and that is kind of like his jolt that he needed, you know, and later he'll think about that. I just think people are, you know, this is 2022. Like, really? People are going to be so prudish about porn? Are you fucking kidding me? Like, I have news for people. Not just men, women look at porn. Porn is a multi-billion dollar industry, and it's not because nobody's watching it. Yeah, exactly. So, yeah, the fake outrage is just such bullshit. I hate that. I hate when women are like, look at this. This guy is awful. He's watching porn. Like,
he's not forcing you to watch it. He's not tying you up and saying, look at this. Look.
Right.
Pay attention. He's not doing that. I wonder what the airline's stance is on people watching porn on the plane. A, I didn't know you could get Wi-Fi without paying through the nose. Or he downloaded some and he's watching it that way. But if he downloaded it, I wonder what their stance is with people watching porn on the airplane.
You know, it's funny because I would think that they don't have a stance, but then I remembered that there was a girl that was on an airplane recently and she just happened to have big boobs and she was wearing a regular t-shirt. I mean, they were saying it was too low cut. It was inappropriate. But it was a regular t-shirt and she just had like a smoking body. It's like, it's not her fault she looks like that. What's she supposed to do, walk around in a turtleneck all day? Like, it was where she was going someplace warm, and it was warm on the plane. She was in a t-shirt, a V-neck t-shirt that I wear almost every day.
Yeah, but nobody looks at you.
Well, of course not. But the airline made her cover up. They made her put something else on or put a scarf or something over her. I forget what it was, but it's like, that is... You shouldn't body shame somebody like that. That is not okay. But the fact that the airline was saying that her in that top was violating their dress code for passengers. So if they have a dress code for passengers that if you show too much cleavage, they threaten to kick you off the plane, there's no way an airline is going to want you sit there watching porn. Like, that's a problem.
Yeah, I was watching, I can't remember what movie it was, but I was watching a movie and I went, oh, I forgot about that nude scene. So I had to fast forward it real quick. So I've done that, but it wasn't porn. It was whatever R-rated movie I was watching.
You know, I remember when The Big Boss took me out to Los Angeles. Remember, we had stations all over the country. I had to go places. So whenever we went out to Los Angeles, it's a longer flight. He would use miles and he would bump us up to first class. And, you know, the radio station paid for it. So I was sitting in first class and the guy across from me pulled out a laptop and he's watching whatever movies and stuff. And then he started watching porn on his laptop. And we were just kind of nudging each other, the boss and I, like laughing, like, look at this guy, like, what the hell? But then I realized there were little kids sitting like two or three seats behind us. And I thought, ooh, I mean, the kids were sleeping. I mean, this could potentially be a problem if the kids watch the porn or the parents have a problem with there being porn so close to their kids. I don't know. I just thought like this could be a problem if the mother sees this kid watching porn and gets upset because she has a toddler with her.
Or the father has to, now I got to hit the guy because my kid saw porn on your computer. Now we have to fight.
Right.
I'm sorry, but I have to hit you now. So, yeah.
No, but that's the problem with this country. Porn is so divisive that it's naked bodies. It's people having sex. I know some of it is more than that. And some of it is really hard to explain to children. Like, you know, why?
Some are real hard to explain to me.
That's true. That's a good point.
I didn't know that was actually real. People do that?
Well, when a mailman really loves his customer.
He takes his pants down and does yeah.
And it's not even, if it was just straight sex, and when I say straight, I don't mean straight. Like not
missionary.
Gay. I mean missionary, even like gay people having missionary.
Right.
If it was just that, then, you know, it's just sex and who cares? But, you know, people get into all kinds of wacky shit. I mean, all kinds of wacky stuff, especially on, you know, porn sites. So I just think in public, in front of children, you might be crossing a line. I think in public on an airplane, you might be crossing a line because if the airplane has a dress code, they probably have a don't watch porn code. Mm-hmm. As well.
And you can wait till the plane lands and you get to your hotel. You don't have to. Are you that weak that you have to watch porn for the 2 hours you're on the plane? You can wait. What are you, five?
Well, I think Well, no, I think what happens is people get bored and they start watching something and then they get bored. They watch something else. And then, you know, sometimes you click on something, it leads to something else. And next thing you know, you're watching two girls go at it. You know,
it always ends up that you're on porn. It always is. It starts with you really want to watch an old Disney movie from the like 90s, and then it ends up girl on girl porn. Yeah, I get how that
next
goes.
Next thing I know, there's a dominatrix. Yeah,
uh-huh. It starts with Bambi, ends with Bambi.
Pretty much. So, I mean, I hear what you're saying. Like, couldn't he control himself? But on the other hand, like, maybe they've normalized porn in their relationship and it's not a big deal. So to him, watching porn is no different than watching a violent movie. Like, again, so the kid in front of me on that flight who was watching porn, what if he was watching a really, really violent movie or a slasher film or a horror film of some kind that was just so violent and lots of blood? Would the mother be upset about that? Would that be a problem? I mean, that's just as, for some kids, that is more traumatic.
Yeah, I mean, you got to be aware of your surroundings with whatever you watch.
Yeah.
You know, you have to look around and say, okay, I'm watching this. It might have a nude scene in it, I don't know, or a killing scene or whatever. So pay attention to your surroundings. If not, buy a VR headset and watch it that way.
I don't think people care. There's people out there that just don't care. If I'm watching something on my computer as a private citizen that I'm allowed to do, and if it offends
then you're an asshole.
That's your problem. If you're offended by something I'm watching.
You have to live in society, though. You have to be part of a society if you go out in the society. You can do whatever you want in your home, but if you're around a bunch of strangers, there has to be some type of law.
No, I think the opposite. I think you have to be part of society and know that there's people out there that like to watch porn and slasher films on their laptops out in public. It's something they're into. It's something they do. And if you want to be in society, you got to understand there's people that are just, that's what they're into. I'm just playing devil's advocate. I mean, I do think my real thoughts are that porn in public is definitely crossing a line because you also don't know who you're going to trigger.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you don't know if an adult woman is sitting next to you and she was raped and you're showing and you're looking at porn it's like a simulated rape. You don't know if you're triggering her, you know? So it's not worth the risk of damaging a child, a person, or whatever. It's just not worth the risk. Your selfishness, your need to watch what you want to watch should not supersede tens of people around you. The same way, but that's the exact same thing as being diagnosed as testing positive for COVID and then getting on a fucking airplane. Mm-hmm. That's the same exact thing. You have no regard for anybody else but yourself.